Three women are leaning out of two windows. They see the long, clean neck of a new young boy and call to him. He goes to where they are. Inside, it's dark and warm. They give him lemonade in a mason jar. As he drinks, their eyes float up to him through the bottoms of the jar, through the slick, sweet water. They give him back his manhood, which he takes aimlessly. The pieces of Charlie's life could become coherent only in the head of a musician. Only those who talk their talk through the gold of curved metal, or in the touch of black and white rectangles and taut skins and strings echoing from wooden corridors, could give true form to his life. Only they would know how to connect the heart of a red watermelon to the asafoetida bag, to the muscadine, to the flashlight on his behind, to the fists of money, to the lemonade in a mason jar, to a man called Blue, and come up with what all of that meant in joy, in pain, in anger, in love, and give it its final and pervading ache of freedom. Only a musician could sense, know without even knowing that he knew, that Charlie was free, dangerously free.